Great to be here this morning with the Minister for Water, Property and Housing, the Honourable Melinda Pavey, and the Mayor, Denise Knight. It's an exciting day for Coffs Harbour, where we see $5 million of stimulus money going into the rebuilding of the TS Vendetta building. This is off the back of a 2013 plan, a concept plan for the Jetty foreshores. And right now, three emerging architects from around the region are pitching their ideas for what could be happening at this building. From there, we'll go into a detailed design phase and the community will be able to have their input in what will be happening here behind us. The TS Vendetta will be remaining at this site. They'll have accommodation in the new building, along with some further hospitality being brought into that building as well. Along with today's announcement of this $5 million stimulus going into our local economy, we're also opening up for the first of three rounds of community consultation for the Jetty foreshores precinct. This is important work that the steering committee, the community selected group, has been doing for the last 6 months. Now is the community's first chance to provide input into that process. To talk a little bit about more of both of these things, I'll hand over to the Minister.
This is a long-held plan and ambition for the community and the council to continue the work that was started in 2013. What we're standing on was bitumen only about 3 years ago, and with support from the federal government at the time, we've been able to realise the beauty of the jewel in the crown that is the Coffs Harbour Jetty. The building behind us, the $5 million from the state government, a positive from a very dark time of COVID across New South Wales, is designed to give opportunities not only to architects but to builders and tradies, and doing a purpose-built facility for the naval cadets, but also for the rest of the community to enjoy. There's always been a long-held ambition or dream to have, say, a cafe at the end of the jetty here, but very difficult in terms of getting service delivery to the end of this jetty, but to have the potential for a hospitality venue, a cafe, for people to congregate and enjoy, but also at the same time provide shade and coverage to some of the outdoor rigger clubs and the boats here as well. So this will be an enhanced community facility to satisfy and give pleasure to many people within our community. It was part of the original 2013 plan. Understand council, you know, in a situation not being able to afford a new building, we've been able to capitalise on the opportunity that the New South Wales government, through good management, has been able to ensure that we've got extra money going out the door to stimulate our economies across New South Wales, making New South Wales stronger and more secure.